When you walk through the front door of Classic Books, don't expect to find a counter selling coffee. Don't expect to find a comfy reading chair at the end of a long aisle. In fact, when you walk through the front door of this store, be prepared to watch your step. You're immediately surrounded by shelves and stacks of used books. Everything from science fiction to military aircraft, they fill up an old garage big enough for just a couple of vehicles. The brick structure, which is draped in ivy, is tucked away in a parking lot behind a downtown DeKalb office building. The proprietor of Classic Books is Charles Sigwart.
This is sort of a voluntary nonprofit. We make about enough revenue in a year to pay all of the miscellaneous expenses. And if I wasn't willing to do this as a retirement hobby, it wouldn't be here.
Sigwart is a retired NIU professor and self-proclaimed book enthusiast. He opened the store in 2005 after his personal collection became too much to handle.
So he started selling books out of our garage and had fun doing it. And the building he's in now belongs to our next-door neighbor. And I don't know whether he did that to get rid of the perpetual garage sale in the neighborhood or because he wanted to rent the place, but it's worked out very well.
That's Sigwart's wife, Gretchen. She serves as treasurer of Classic Books, but doesn't spend much time working there. She says she simply enjoys being able to add to her personal collection.
I have a bookcase full of about 100 books right now waiting for me to read them. And I don't spend very much time in bookstores other than his.
Charles Sigwart says a slight majority of his stock is the result of donations. He also spends a lot of time rummaging through estate sales. And while there are items on the shelves that can be called obscure, Sigwart is reluctant to use the word rare when describing the inventory.
Usually when people say rare books, they're talking about things that are expensive. There are very few things in here that could be called expensive.
Most of the books here sell for around $3. And while he's not in it to make a profit, Sigwart says there's something to be gained from watching a customer discover something someone else decided wasn't valuable enough to keep.
Like many personal libraries, there are some sections that are highly organized, and there are others where it's just a shelf and it's random. And so serendipity is a big factor in people's liking it.
So where does this drive to maintain the flow of used books come from? Sigwart says he simply hates to throw them away. The ones that don't sell often go back into the donation cycle. Sigwart has given to many charitable organizations over the years, including DeKalb's Hope Haven Shelter. Executive Director Leslie Wicks.
He's kept our bookshelves full over the years, and if I ever have a need, I know where I can call.
And what does the future hold for Classic Books? Sigwart says he feels he can do this for at least another decade. He jokes that maybe one day his daughter, another avid reader in the family, can take over and keep on recycling knowledge in DeKalb. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.